Biggest show coming to town.
Biggest show.
All right.
Biggest show.
Yes.
Biggest show coming to town this week.
All right.
So you can make plans to go see it.
Yes.
Because it's such a big show.
Six candidates this week.
Watch that show.
Run through the list. We'll vote on which one is the biggest. And we start off with candidate number one. Tonight, continually running from this past week through eternity, maybe. At the Winspear Opera House, it's the Broadway musical Spring Awakening. This has been getting a lot of publicity.
Spring is in the air.
I'm going to go to this. Maybe not this weekend, but I'm going to go.
You know, I think I'm going to go to this, too. My wife and her friend really want to go see it. Gary Cogill reviewed this on Channel 8 News the other night. I don't think I've ever heard him gush about a performance, movie or stage, the way I heard him gush about Spring Awakening.
Really?
Yeah.
Gary Cogill, my broadcast nemesis?
That's right. He gave it 25 thumbs up.
Whoa.
And this is very controversial. Have you heard about all the controversial aspects of it, like the guy-on-guy kiss?
Tell me about it.
Boy, you really piqued his interest now. Mm-hmm.
Tell me about it.
He'll be there.
Talk slow. I'm going to time it.
Time it?
But apparently it is one of the groundbreaking musicals ever.
Who wrote the music? What music are we listening to here?
Andrew Lloyd Spud Webber?
No. This is a song called Mama Who Bore Me.
Oh, wait a minute.
About his mom, who's not very interesting?
Yeah.
Duncan Sheik wrote some of this?
Really?
Yeah, that's what I'm reading here. Huh. I kind of like him.
I was looking through the song
like a bunch
list.
Of racket right here.
I was looking through the song list, and there's a song called Totally Effed in there. So, although it's actually spelled out. Yes.
Huh. Wow.
That was very full throttle.
Why did you pick that one?
At my first wedding, that was our first dance. Like right that song. This is so not life at all. Help me out of this night. When I heard her silver call, she said, just give it to me. Did they do Summer Lovin'?
No, that was Grease. So.
Grease Lightning? Or? Those bad dreams and the itch you can't control. Let me teach you how to handle. When did they do Beauty School Dropout?
No, that's a different musical, too. Door and climb the walls.
She said love makes me a little repetitive, but I
wouldn't mind it. Just don't worry about it.
Right.
Well, there's acting, too, in it. It's not just all.
Was that a cuss word?
There's a B.
That's candidate number one.
All right. We'll bring it down now.
Every night at the Winspear Opera House, Spring Awakening. Candidate number two. Friday night at Nokia Theater in Grand Prairie, Alicia Keys.
She's a good.
Yeah, I like her a lot.
Ugly.
I just saw her in
Stop
person.
With all that. At the NBA All-Star game.
Yep. That was quite a thrill.
Mm-hmm.
I just want you close. Why didn't she wait till she was over the cold?
Oh. She's got a great voice. You can be so.
There's a song called No One. No One.
Is this the one where in the video she walks naked through Dealey Plaza?
No.
No, she doesn't look good.
Now, I would look at that. Alicia Keys walking naked through Dealey Plaza.
She's saying this is the All-Star game.
She was in a movie called Smokin' Aces. You guys ever seen that?
Yeah, it wasn't Smokin' Aces. Seemed like it was directed by a local guy. Written by a local guy. And
Duncan Sheik?
His uncle's a P1. Something like that.
Written by Joe Carnahan. Produced by Tim Bevan and Eric Fellner. Anyway, if you like Alicia Keys, you'll like how she looks in that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Play the Eddie Grant boy.
Gus Johnson mixed in. That'd be a whip of a concert, wouldn't it?
If he just stood on stage with an SM58.
Like Jay-Z.
Instant classic.
Well, this is as good as it gets.
That's a big concert. Alicia Keys and Gus Johnson.
All right, candidate number three, also Friday night at the McKinney Performing Arts Center in McKinney, Ricky Skaggs.
And didn't he just come out as being gay or something like that?
No, it's Ricky Martin.
Oh.
This is the...
I think this guy changed his name to Ricky Albertsons, didn't he?
No.
From Ricky Alpha Beta?
He's the famous country bluegrass singer slash musician. Plays the mandolin, but also the fiddle, guitar, and banjo, and he's won some Grammys.
Should
have won a Grammy.
Ricky Jewel Osco?
Somebody must have been a cheat. His 1982 album, Highway and Heartaches, was number one on the country chart. His 83 album, Don't Cheat in Our Hometown, was number one on the country charts.
And
his
84
album, Country Boy, was number one on the country charts.
And then where has it gone from there?
Well, then he had Love's Gonna Get You, number three. Coming Home to Stay, number 12. Kentucky Thunder, number 18.
Oh, dear.
My Father's Son, number 68.
All right. Well,
Solid Ground, number 72. Life's a Journey failed to chart.
Hey, he won a Grammy last year.
But he's had a comeback.
Grass.
Yeah, his last couple of albums have been
mind if I play a little
top 40-ish.
That's a pretty good pick in there.
Oh, thank you.
He's had a lot of number one hits.
Wow.
I love that riff on the
piano. Let's play a little piano here.
Yeah, Jerry, you sound good.
Thanks, I've been practicing.
You got a little flop finger happening there when you're playing.
Right.
Tonight I'm going to meet her at the Hungry House Cafe. The landlord said that I'm not here. The police done hauling me.
Okay. Well, we get the idea.
Nothing wrong with Ricky Skaggs.
If you enjoy music that doesn't chart, then you'll love Ricky Skaggs.
He's had plenty of success.
He has had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 number one hits on the country chart.
Wow. Meh. Anybody could do that. Anybody could do that.
Frustrating.
We just choose not to because we don't want to be uncool.
Candidate number four, also Friday night at the Windstar Casino in Thackerville, Oklahoma.
The comedic
stylings of Bill Engvall.
Tickets own Bill Engvall.
Mm-hmm. Metroplex's own.
Yeah.
I think he's
friend funny. Of mine's wife turned 38.
Oh,
she
really?
Wasn't real happy about it.
Tell us about it.
So he thought as a joke, he'd go to the bakery and he bought two cakes. One had said happy and had a 3 on it. The other one said birthday and had an 8 on it. And he said, Bill, I walked up to the checkout stand. I set the cakes down. The little girl at the register goes, oh, do you have twins? Yep, my wife was in labor for 5 years. Here's your sign.
And get her done.
That's not
he's not
best
the get her done one.
And that will do it.
Get her done.
He was born in Galveston, and he was raised in the Metroplex, where he attended Richardson High School, the alma mater of one Gordon Keith.
Yeah, he and I talked about that on the now dead Gordon Keith show. He's a real nice guy.
I think he's a funny.
Was he ever coached by Winston Duke?
I'm sure he was.
Winston Dukey.
Winston Duke, I believe, started at Richardson High School in 1930.
As a what?
Coach.
Linebacker?
No, he coached
the school,
there since 30.
The school's not that old, I don't think.
I don't think it is either.
I bet you it is. When did that school start?
I don't think the RISD started until the late 50s, early 60s.
Oh, well, that's your opinion.
Yep, it is.
Why don't you tell that to all your job fair people?
I'll do that.
Yeah, see Rich today at the NAACP job fair.
Don't come see me. Yes, everyone pester Rich with questions at the NAACP job fair.
Where is that? What building?
It's in Dallas.
Okay.
You know you can tell us where it is?
It's at the Embassy Suites on 35.
All right.
I'll stop by.
And you're going to be wearing your NASCAR stuff.
You
got it.
Koozies and...
It's not an appearance, for God's sake.
You said you're going to try to make it an unwelcoming environment.
I didn't say that at all.
Yes, you did.
All right, candidate number five, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday night at the Windstar. Pat Green.
Bob. Man, they're getting
Go ahead, George.
What? What's wrong with Pat Green?
Well, apparently everything, because that's why you confronted him in Wichita Falls.
Ago. That was 12 years ago. I told you a long time ago, I've made my peace with Pat Green.
Did you or did you not tell him to his face that he sucked?
No, I would never say that.
Yeah, you basically did.
Unfortunately, he heard it on the air and then confronted me, but no, he's supposed to be a really nice guy.
You're a fellow country musician.
And I've come to enjoy
Don't be one of those
music.
Stupid judgmental people who has to hate on everyone.
I don't. That's you.
Of course. No, that's what you did.
I like a lot of his stuff, including this song. This is a good song. 3 days. I can talk to you. It's a really good song.
But aren't we supposed to hate Pat Green? I thought it was cool to not like him.
Don't get caught up in what other people think of music. Just look at music.
But we've got to know what's cool. We've got to stay one step ahead.
Well, a lot of people think Pat Green's pretty cool.
Yeah, but we're supposed to not like them. I don't think this is that bad.
No, that's a good song.
But Junior would call it chunky and out of shape.
Wait,
I'm confusing it.
All right, candidate number six, Monday night at the Rangers ballpark. I guess this is after the season opener, right? Opener at 105. I'm assuming this band is playing afterwards at the ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
Cowboy Mouth. They've been around since 1990. New Orleans rock band. I have a Cowboy Mouth CD, but I don't think I've ever listened to it.
I have one, too.
You know what? I looked at my extensive rack of compact discs last night and realized that I have not pulled out a compact disc and listened to it in maybe 4 years. And I'm wondering why I have all those things.
I listen to them.
Really?
I just turn your car.
I have an iPod, and I have radio. And that's it. I just don't pull out CDs.
But are your CDs on your iPod?
Some of them are.
Because, I mean, all of mine are, but I keep the CDs just in case you have...
As a backup?
Yeah, in case you have a crash.
Well, I got my computer backed up and everything. But, yeah, I just have a whole... I'm going to sell them all. You want to buy them, George?
No.
Why not?
Because.
You love CDs. You're in love with them. Why don't you marry them? You could probably consummate with one with your size.
You're just disgusting. You really are.
I dare you to say that on the air.
I just did.
Oh.
All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week. We have six candidates. Is it candidate number one tonight, all week, and for a while at the Winspear Opera House, Spring Awakening.
Spring is in the air.
Candidate two, Friday at the Nokia Theater in Grand Prairie, Alicia Keys. Candidate three, Friday at the McKinney Performing Arts Center, Ricky Skaggs. Candidate four, Friday at the Windstar, Bill Ingvall. Candidate five, Saturday at the Windstar, Pat Green. Or candidate six, Monday after the Rangers opener at the ballpark, Cowboy Mouth, Ja.
I'll say Alicia Keys.
Gordo.
I'm going with Spring Awakening at the Windspear. Just because I'm going to go there.
Rich?
I'll say Spring is in the air.
Spring is in the air.
Jer?
I'll go with Alicia Keys.
Ferdinand?
I'll go with the Alicia Keys Gus Johnson show.
It's not Gus Johnson.
The two will vote for Alicia Keys. So 4-2, Friday night, Nokia, Alicia Keys, biggest show coming to town.
All right, what's next in Gordo's Corner?
Up next in Gordo's Corner, I'm going to do the corner shirtless in tribute to Erykah Badu. This is going to be very risky, and I'm going to talk about being scared straight.